Hey guys, have you ever wondered how an individual that has sold a $1 billion company chooses the type of people that he surrounds himself with? People always have and always will make the biggest impact on our lives depending on what we can do and what we can create. And in this high performance clip, we chat with Roland Frazier. Roland has built and sold over 24 companies in the range of 3 million to 4 billion. And we had him on the podcast recently. I asked him about how he chooses people to surround himself with. And I think his answer will surprise you. It's a pretty good one. So let's hop into it with Roland Frazier. Kind of in alignment with that, you know, we talked about earlier the top five people. Your life is going to represent the top five people you hang around with the most. So what are some of the traits you look for in others, like your top five or 10 people, to see if they're someone that you want to continue to have in your life on a regular basis?
Yeah, it's really just kind, smart, compassionate, curious, and really just embracing the experiences that are around us. I guess, like, I would say motivated, but I have people who are in my life that aren't motivated, but they're there for a different reason. But they're all curious, and none of them really operate from fear. I wouldn't say they're all fearless, but I'd say that they're not fearful, and they are kind and compassionate. So I think those are the things that immediately pop into my mind as being really important in the people that, you know, definitely the treat other people, treat everyone with respect. That's a big deal to me. I think that everyone has something they can offer us that we can learn from. And it's really a mistake to, just because of someone's position or success or lack thereof or whatever, there's always something that you can be taught from somebody else. And so I like being around people that are aware of that and live that way.
You didn't mention business, like any type of level of business for the people that you're surrounding
yourself
with?
No, I mean,
it's just core values.
If I think about the business people that I'm surrounded with, they are pretty successful, but there's a lot of people that are more successful that I could probably learn a whole lot from. I get right now to interview them, and I definitely would say that the level of business acumen of the people that I hang around with in business now is dramatically higher than it was even 3 years ago. And that's been really, really cool. And I am actively doing that without being a climber, which is important to me, right? I don't want to just like climb over people. I want it to be organic. So I'm okay with it going slower. And I'm also okay with having less success, but having a more balanced life. Because one thing that I believe to be true is that the real world changers in anything, actually, be it politics or business or whatever, they're really at this point so dedicated to that thing that they've decided that that is the important thing above all else. And it might not mean that they don't have any relationships or anything like that, but if you look at Elon Musk or Steve Jobs, you know, in the business world, or some of the great politicians or leaders, you know, they're pretty single-minded, because they have to be to get to that level that they're at. And I am not interested. I was long ago, but I'm not now. I'm more interested in, I would rather not get that extra deal done and be able instead to have dinner with my family, or to take time, you know, to go for a walk with my wife or whatever. Like that's a conscious decision. And I'm aware of the cost. I'm also aware of the cost with a lot of those people who seem so successful, but don't have the balance to sustain them through it. So a lot of times I feel like they get lost, or their whole personal life is just in ruins around them, right? Because of the single-mindedness. And I get that it takes that. So I think for me, it's kind of cool, because like, I've made that decision. So I don't resent anybody for holding me back, because I've chosen that. And it's not even being held back. It's just a different level of success or a different path. So that enters into it a lot. Like, I would not be good friends with some of those people because I don't share their values. I would love to learn from them business-wise, but I wouldn't be willing to implement some of the things that I think they might tell me are critical because I have other values.
Okay, you guys. I'm curious if listening to Roland made you think about the people that you surround yourself with. This is something that I actually talk about a lot in my podcast because it is of vital importance. The people you surround yourself with will bring you to the next level or they will suck you down to another level that you don't want to be in. The people you surround yourself with can and are often a direct result of you creating the most amazing life that you could ever imagine. And they can and often are a direct result of you having the most miserable life that you could ever imagine. So be very particular about who you choose to surround yourself with. It'll make the biggest difference in the quality of your life. And that's exactly what Roland talked about here. So who do you surround yourself with, guys? And I liked Roland's suggestion. He mentioned first, and most importantly, values. Kind, smart, curious, embracing life, compassion. And he said all those things before he even talked about business. It's very interesting. He also says he stays very open to learning from many different people. He doesn't just hone in on a certain type of person to learn from, but he's open. And what I really liked is that he's okay with not being a huge world changer like an Elon Musk and a Steve Jobs, because he knows the sacrifice that takes and that he would rather live a life where he's enjoying it with the people that he loves being around. And that's a powerful statement, especially for somebody that's created the results like Roland. You guys, if you want to get more of Roland Frazier, episode number 560, Roland is a fascinating individual and somebody I highly recommend you learning from as much as possible. So I'm going to leave you with that. Remember, who are you surrounding yourself with, and do they complement where you want to go? And are they sharing the same values as you? If you like what you're hearing and you want to make sure you don't miss any of these tips, please subscribe, leave us a review, and share with your friends. See you on the next episode.